Joey Votto has agreed to a deal that will keep him playing with the Cincinnati Reds for the next 12 seasons. The Reds yesterday announced the 10-year, $225 million extension contract with the first baseman. Last season, Votto earned his first Gold Glove Award to go with his second consecutive All-Star appearance. On the field, Votto's accomplishments are remarkable, superstar-ish. Off the field, talking about the new contract, he seems like a regular guy.
I'm a little nervous, so I'm going to read off this paper. Thank God for Rob Butcher, our media guy, but I don't want to miss anything. And
the soft-spoken 28-year-old just wanted to get it right and be sure to thank everyone. As far as his career goes, his only goal is to be the best he can be.
That's really all I've ever tried to do. And, you know, I can't promise you anything going forward. I can't promise health. I can't promise, you know, production or anything like that. But I can promise you I'm going to, you know, try and do my best. You know, I've worked my tail off to get to this point. You know, I was a poor defensive first baseman. I turned myself into a Gold Glover. No one ever would have thought that I would have become a most valuable player, and I did. And that's from hard work and effort and being, you know, dedicated. Focused and dedicated. So, that's all I got. And hopefully going forward, going forward, you know, you'll get the same guy.
The contract is reportedly the fourth largest deal in baseball history and includes a no-trade clause. Reds GM Walt Jocketty was pleased to make the announcement official.
This is a very important and significant day in Cincinnati Reds franchise history. The Reds ownership has made a bold commitment to retain one of the game's elite players and have him play his entire career in a Reds uniform.
The 2010 National League MVP had 2 years left in his previous deal. Red CEO Bob Castellini says Joey Votto exemplifies what the Reds stand for.
Joey knows we're committed to winning. He could have waited 2 years and done this deal with many other teams. But he's made a deal with us, and we're pleased to make the same commitment to him. That's because Joey's articulate, he's soft-spoken, he's a team leader with work ethic second to none. He's a winner.
Manager Dusty Baker is happy for Joey. He's also happy for the Reds organization and the city.
As a kid growing up, you know, with a hero like Tommy Davis, who wore number 12, there are a lot of kids here that emulate and want to be Joey Votto.
The Reds approached Votto in the offseason and worked out final details yesterday. Cincinnati Enquirer sports columnist Paul Dougherty says there are two sides to this coin.
The fact that the Reds are stepping up to the plate, so to speak, and paying their best player and keeping him at least contractually a Red for a decade is fabulous. The notion that a quote-unquote small-money team can do this is terrific, not only for Cincinnati but for all baseball, I think. On the other side of the coin, the Reds have done this once with Ken Griffey Jr., and Jr. came here with the promise from Carl Lindner that Carl would build a team around him. That didn't happen.
Still, Dougherty and Reds beat writer for the paper, John Fay, referred to Votto as the cornerstone of the franchise. Fay says Votto sets an incredible example.
He's a hardworking, meticulous, driven guy who's a slave to his routine. He works every day the same way. He works on the example I use is when he came up, he was a mediocre fielder, maybe below mediocre. He won a Gold Glove last year because he spent the off season working with one of their coaches in Florida every day on fielding.
Joey Votto thanked the Reds organization for believing in him and admitted it wasn't an easy decision, but said he talked it over with teammate Scott Rolen.
But he said, you know, are you happy here? Forget about everything. Are you happy here? And my answer was yes. You know, I'm happy here. I love coming to this clubhouse. People don't realize, you know, how nice it is, how nice the people are. You know, I asked all the clubhouse members to come to this because they matter to me, you know, because I see them every day. The training staff, strength coach Matt Krause, you know, I asked him to come. He's a friend of mine. You know, that matters to me. And sure, you know, I could find that elsewhere, maybe not, but I knew what I was getting into here, and I really like it here.
In 2010, the 28-year-old first baseman led the Reds to the NL Central title. Last season, he hit .309 with 28 homers and 103 RBIs. I'm Sherry Lawson, WNKU News.